I'm going to open this up. And then I'll bring you in. All right.
Darkness no longer, a child is born. Mother shed tears of joy as baby kissed his lungs. My daddy's not there where he ought to be. Somewhere in Georgia, skinning and shooting craps on his knee. Another victim born out here in the hood. And based on statistics, it really ain't all good. Welfare takes the pain, and daddy can't sign, and it can't be seen. The family becomes a crime. The hunt is on, and brother, you're the prey. Serving time in jail, it just ain't the way. I'm living so hard, babe, that my hair's gray. We got to make a change. It's a brand new day.
A new world.
And it's on the way. We just marched a million plus the other day. Look, look, we all witnessed the swift rolling down Miss Liberty's hair. She knows the sleeping giant is no longer sleeping dead. Oh, what a fulfillment of prophecy. Let us teach the children freedom's never been free. It's okay to cry. Go ahead and cry, cause Jesus wept, but hope and faith be kept. It's a new day.
New world order, a brand new day.
It's a new
change day. Change your mind for the human race.
It's a new
world
day.
Order, a brand new day.
It's
a change of your mind for the human race.
The die has been cast. And there's no need to fear, cause people, the answer to your prayers are here. Sister Mary, don't you weep. Tell mother not to moan. We need the love, and daddy's coming home. There's no need to worry. The times dictate a plan. Mother Earth's given birth to a brand new man. Sister, I know you're misunderstood, but hold on to your man, cause the future looks good. It's a new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's a new
a change of mind for the human race. A new world order, a brand new day.
It's
a change of mind for the human race.
Beware of the lies and false prophecy. We are many with the eyes, but don't all really see. You must be merciful, my friend, to obtain the same. So if you break the chains, don't pass the blame. We should say unto all, and I'll say it again, it's not just to win. Shake a hand, make a friend. We who are pure at heart somehow might see there's still light in the world. Come rejoice with me, it's a new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's
a change of mind for the human race.
It's
a new world order, a brand new day. A change of mind for the human race.
It's a new day.
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 Oh, man.
Peace and blessings.
Peace
and blessings, everyone. This is Queen Dar from Mother to Family, and I would like to welcome everyone to tonight's edition of the People's Platform with Mothers and Families. Tonight's platform will be done by the Youth Summit, and tonight's platform is going to be basically discussing going back to the resolutions at hand. And as usual, I always open up with some form of a quote that is relevant to our topic tonight. And there's an African proverb that states, it's the young trees that make up the forest. And basically, you know, with that being said, our youth are the trees and the forest is our future. And we need to start thinking about how we need to get back to the resolutions at hand. Meaning we need to come to some, you know, some solutions on how we can save our youth and the things that we can do to prevent our youth from constantly being in the trouble that, you know, besieged them and, you know, entering into a system that is not designed to, you know, build their minds in their future. So tonight on the platform, we have two kings that will be representing the Youth Summit. And I would like to go ahead and bring them into the host queue. Peace, King.
Power Queen, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you this evening?
Alive and kicking, standing up for the movement, thriving.
Okay, that's good. It's a good thing that, you know, we get, you know, get the opportunity to build on the platform with the Youth Summit, because it gives us a chance to work with our youth and get them, you know, acclimated to the situations that we're dealing with now, and, you know, giving them some insight on what they need to do as youth to build their minds towards the future. And if we neglect to do this, you know, basically we are neglecting our future, which will basically contribute to the demise of our people. And we cannot afford that. You know, our people are suffering. Our people are dealing with a lot of issues right now. And we're going to have to build our youth in order to these situations because, you know, us older people and elder people, we have, you know, we only have so much time ourselves left to contribute towards this. So we need to act now and as soon as possible to get our youth, because our youth are suffering. It's not that they don't know what's going on, you know, like it was been said, they just need to learn how to put things into perspective in order to make it effective. So, you know, I welcome you all tonight on the platform, and I will be here, you know, to interject and have my two cents and everything, and along with the callers that will call in, and I'm going to go ahead and give you all the floor to welcome Brother Hassan and Brother Nidhamu to our platform, and, you know, let's get something started here tonight. Peace and blessings.
Wow. All right. Those of you might know, you know, the topic for tonight is getting back to the resolutions at hand. You know, it's just like we've been speaking about, you know, you got to have knowledge of self. You know, that's where S-E-L-P-H, spirituality, economics, law, politics, and history. You know, these are some of the basic, main, important things that we need, you know what I'm saying, for the youth nowadays, you know, because, you know, a lot of the older people, they understand, you know, because they grew up in the struggle, but it's the youth now that's coming up, you know what I'm saying, along my generation, that really don't really have no direction which to go, you know what I'm saying? And so now we have to change those circumstances and get back to the resolutions at hand, you know what I'm saying? I first want to start off with conflict resolution, you know what I'm saying? Stop the violence, realize the enemy created a circumstance that we're destroying each other in, you know what I'm saying? Under the example, understand the ways and tricks of the European, Austrians, Germans, Russians. The IQ system made a systematic alter our existence and categorize us in the shape, size, or form of, you know, fashion for genocide, or which they say, you know what I'm saying, trying to label us a feeble mind, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we way smarter than that, you know what I'm saying? And it's basically getting to a point of time now where we have to build a curriculum, you know what I'm saying? And once we get back to a curriculum, then we'll be able to start from there, you know what I'm saying? I know my brother, son, probably want to speak on conflict resolution, you know what I'm saying? We've been doing a lot of debating and rebuttaling, you know what I'm saying, about these situation, you know what I'm saying, a lot of informal building, you know what I'm saying, and, you know what I'm saying, I just want his input, his intellect on that right there.
Peace, God. For being born into the original cipher, our son, an outstanding member of government development, a vanguard and liberator for an oppressed nation, standing in solidarity with all freedom fighters for freedom, justice, equality, as well as educational, economical, political, and social empowerment. I greet all the gods on earth, kings and queens, with peace, love, and blessings. Well, as we build upon this topic tonight, getting back to the resolutions at hand, I'm going to first issue a call to all the brothers who call themselves men, fathers, uncles, sons, and OGs to hold one another accountable for the way that we speak, respond, and conduct ourselves. And accountability is holding one another accountable for our actions. And there's a proverb in 1 Corinthians 13, chapter verse 11 through 13. And it says, when I was a child, I thought as a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And right now, we're at a major crisis in our life because we're becoming a diminishing breed. And it seems like we haven't got out of touch with reality. And we're not holding each other accountable. So what I'm going to do is ask all these brothers right now to take control of our future, the future of our youth, by not only taking control of our emotions, but start making better and positive choices. We can no longer allow our emotions to cause us to react to a situation without first making a thoughtful choice to how we're going to respond with considerate action. And to give an example, when we was coming up, we was young, all the male figures told us that men wasn't supposed to cry, little boys wasn't supposed to cry, and that we was physical. We used everything with our hands. So we was taught how to react instead of to think effectively and communicate our actions and our feelings. And this is what led us astray. And we got to go back to communicating effectively. And the way we communicate with ourselves and one another, ultimately this is going to determine how the quality of our life is. And we must start being effective in the way we communicate with one another by conveying exactly what we mean and meaning exactly what we say. We can't tell our kids these days that, oh, I did this, do as I say, not as I do, because they're not listening to that no more. So we got to start being an example to them of what a man truly is and how he's supposed to conduct himself. And this is to go back to conflict resolution, because a lot of conflicts that come about, 9 times out of 10, is frivolous. We blow minor things up into major situations. And I'm quite sure that if somebody used a rational and logical mind frame, that this situation could be done away with. But like I said, once again, I'm calling to all the brothers to start manning up and being accountable for not only for your own actions, but what is those around you on the inside and outside, because these youths are looking at us. You know, we got to be the ones to set the tone. If not now, then when? If we're not going to do it, then who's going to do it? We can't keep depending on somebody else to do it for us. Because women are getting tired up, fed up. So now we got to take the initiative, the first step, to admit to ourselves that, hey, we've been fucking up, and it's time for us to straighten up. But that I yield, y'all. You got anything to say?
Peace,
God. Wow.
Yeah, you know. That's very correct, you know what I'm saying, because basically, you know, a lot of people been dealing with petty differences, and they get stagnated from what the real goal, you know what I'm saying, the real goal is intelligence, you know what I'm saying, education, you know what I'm saying, business owning, you know what I'm saying, prosperity, you know what I'm saying, building unity, you know what I'm saying, it's just like my name, Isamuel Morris, you know what I'm saying, it means discipline and unity, you know what I'm saying, and I gain my attributes, you know what I'm saying, through my demonstration, you know what I'm saying, and I'm giving back, you know what I'm saying, through discipline and unity, you know what I'm saying, and that's what we got to have, you know what I'm saying,
Yeah. If anybody in the phone, anybody call in, you know they.
Well, Peace, I want to just, pardon me, Queen, I just wanted to expound on what he was saying. We got to start using I over E, and that's intelligence over emotions. We can't let our emotions override or dictate what we say and how we act. And it's called being humble. Being meek is not considered being weak. You know, once you're humble and you're patient and you're understanding and considerate as well as tolerant of others, then we'll be able to get around these differences of beliefs and opinions, learning to agree to disagree through peace and harmony and unity. And like I say, the platform is open for anyone that has suggestions or any comments to these resolutions. Because where there's a problem at, just like any test, there's always a solution. The thing is, you just got to pick the best one. There are going to be many options. But what option is best, or what solution is best for that task at hand? And that's what we got to get back to. We can't be worried about how others are going to think or feel about us. We got to focus on what must and need to be done. And with that, I yield. Queen, do we have any callers?
Yes, we have 6672.
Okay, the last digit of 6672, you're live on the queue. 6672, Peace, you're live in the queue. Six, 672, once again, you're live with us in the queue. Peace, God, can you hear me? Quinn, I guess they pressed one by mistake. We have any more callers? Quinn.
We have 6310.
Salam alaikum.
631. Lake Maslam, bro, how you doing? You live with us in the queue, bro. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm just listening, man. I just want to let y'all, I'll let y'all know I was here. And she,
OG, we appreciate you, OG.
Okay. Y'all doing good today?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we good, God.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
We just getting back to the resolution, man, and, trying to come up with some best solutions, you know what I'm saying? And my thing is the way we communicate with one another. We use a lot of words out of context. You know, we call each other dogs and niggas, you know what I'm saying, and other derogatory names instead of what we are. You know, we're kings, we're gods, we're queens. You know, we're not other than these other things that people call us or may consider us as. You're only what you are, based on how you believe in yourself. So, like I said, we're just building on this and trying to get brothers to see what it's going to take to raise up this nation that, you know, we have left behind. And if you have any suggestions, OG, you know, we always willing to listen to your wise and encouraging words.
First of all, We got to quit making the names and word that we use to be glorified. Until then, now we ain't gonna be able to stop it. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's what they use. That's a tool they use against us, right?
Yes, right.
To keep us from thinking highly of ourselves, right? Cause all them words, right. them word is put down word. And a lot of us know that because it's certain type of people call us them words, we'll be ready to fight. Then we'll try to make excuse for it by saying, take the N word, for instance. You know, we say, you put an A on the end of it, it's cool. But, you know, the NR, and both of them mean the same thing. Because it's spelled different, don't mean it still mean the same thing. Low rate to black people or anybody that use against. You know, when I was shouting, right, and we get into it whether it be female or male, and when they said dog, you dog, you know them, we be ready to get out on the fight till then, right? Same thing with the female dog name, right? And but now, you know what I'm saying? You got a lot of women and men allow that to word to be said to them. You know what I'm saying? Cause I ain't never understand how a man can allow somebody else to call him that B word and he be fine with it. Or a woman, for that go. You know, so the problem with that we gonna have is non glorifying them things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
What you think need to be done to reach out to you and get them to see that these derogatory names are not acceptable?
I don't think we can do is talk to them the best we can and show them that it's better, you know what I'm saying, it's better word to you for your friendship and then show that you care about somebody than you them worry, right? You got to show them by example, right? You can't tell them, that, you know, these words don't mean messed up, and then soon we get mad at somebody else, we use them words, right?
Right.
You feel me? So we got to say, to these young guys, and we got to be for real with them. See, they might not come out and say, well, I want some discipline, I want some teaching, but that's all they want, man. You know what I'm saying? Because too many of these little guys, real, too respectful. You know what I'm saying? To me, you know what I mean? Other older guys, right. So I know they, you know, been taught better. All they got to do is be redirected down the right path, right? But in order for we do that, we got to get ourselves right first, right?
Right.
You feel me? But see, like when I was a teenager, right? You know what I'm saying? My folks tell me not to smoke. Every time I look around, you got a cigarette in your mouth. You know, don't drink. But every time I look around, you and your little friends be over there, y'all sipping in their own thing. But why can't I do it? So they knew, you know, the problem they gonna call. But they, you know what I'm saying? They want me to do this thing, but they doing something else. So, and that ain't gonna work. If we tell them to do this and tell them to do that, and we still doing the same thing. Tell them to stop stop using them, man, all of them chemicals, and we still doing them. Stop smoking, and we still smoking. You feel?
Right.
It ain't just them words. You know what I'm saying? If we trying to tell them how to live a certain type of way, and we ain't living that same type of way that we telling them, they, you know what I'm saying, they don't wonder what the hell wrong with this man. He gonna tell me this, that, and the other, and he ain't doing. You feel?
Right.
So, you know,
we appreciate your input and your insight. You know, you always give us some encouraging words, and you always inspire me. So, you know, I stay on,
because you belong to me, right? you might have came from another mother, but you still my little brother.
Ain't no doubt. I love you.
I ain't been around her like I would when she was little, but you know your mama, my little sister, so you know how that go.
Is my family on here? Yeah, your family on that. Go on, get him, guys.
Yeah. I said, yeah, you know, I've been an example to me too, Rosie.
Hey,
what?
Hey, man, I hate to leave y'all, but I'm trying to track down they just put my brother in a nursing home, right? And they had that cancer real bad. I told my sister to eyemold me when she get over there, right?
Yeah, well, we really appreciate you, know what I'm saying, for calling in and giving your input, man. That was beautiful, man, you know what I'm saying? Anytime you have anything, the floor is always open for you, bro.
I love you,
hands,
no state.
Send our love and our hand to the family member too, right?
Okay, thank y'all, bro. Y'all peace. I peace with that.
Wow. Queen, do we have any more callers?
Yes, we have 9174.
9174, peace. You're live and cheer with us.
Assalamu alaikum, Rami Kaya. Oh, man,
peace,
the brother
God.
Hit it on the head, right? Peace. number one, first and foremost, we got to lead by example. I can remember as a child my father telling me not to drink while he had the beer in his hand. It just don't work that way. And the folks draw from the strength. They actually gravitate toward us when we lead by example. That's what they gravitate towards, the example, and not the words, like the brother said. We can speak till we're blue in the face, but until they see the action, then there will be no gravitational pull. Secondly, communication is everything. When I talk to our brothers, regardless of what age they are, what they represent, I say, yes, sir, no, sir. You understand? I speak with respect, and I stay humble at all times. This is key to having a ear and having their understanding. So, you know, even at times when dealing with things that brothers don't want to hear, they at least give me the respect of hearing me out, you know, because of that communication. And dealing with teaching it to the others, like I say, okay, first lead by example, but communication is everything. So we have to, like I say, address each other by proper names and stop using all these foreign words as we address each other. And also, as we proceed and continue in this, those who don't fall in line, we have to shun them. When they say these words around us, we have to look at them as though they have a plague. You understand? We ain't got to be hostile. We ain't got to yell or scream. All we got to do is shun them and not deal with them. And, you know, they'll get the message, man. They'll take heed to that. The brothers don't respect that. And there's a lot of them young brothers that want to earn our respect, but they think that they earn our respect by fighting. They think they earn our respect by selling drugs. But that don't impress me. What impressed me is for the CU, with your shirt buttoned up, icy white, carrying yourself like the man that God created you to be, and speaking like one, speaking like a man that God created you to be. So we have to let that be the norm, and also encourage and motivate those endeavors. When brothers start showing these characteristics, you know, we have to get them the pat on the back. We have to get them the incentive to go the extra step and the extra mile. And I yield with that. Peace.
We appreciate your input, man. You know, you hit it on the head. You know, it's a learned behavior, you know. Coming up, everything that we're like sponges, you know. We imitate our parents or those that are around us. And this learned behavior is what got a lot of us in the situation that we're in now. And we got to break that cycle right now, you know, by teaching our little ones that even though you may see dad do this here, this is why you not do this. And this is what the cause and effect of it is. You know, like I said, we got to get back to conducting ourselves the way that we want to be conveyed. And it takes, you know, a man just manning up and being the man that he's supposed to be. You know, sometimes we may not have a father figured out to show us the example. But we got to latch on to somebody that we know is a positive role model and get them to show us the example and the proper way to conduct ourselves. You know, with that, you guys, you got anything to add on that?
Yes, I just want to give my input on concept of colors. You know, a lot of guys can stray away from the concept, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to speak on, you know, like the different people like the Black Liberation Army, the BLA, the Blood, Crip, G, Vice, Lord, BG, Federal, BG. You know what I'm saying? Basically, it's like an example. Police, police, five, six. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of these guys down south, you know what I'm saying? They're daughters or sister people. But at the same time, a lot of people, you know, they have renegades, and then you have some guys who they're taking the concept, they're going to hold by the way with it. You know what I'm saying? It was never actually meant. You know what I'm saying, to promote drugs, you know what I'm saying, or to promote violence, you know what I'm saying, to promote sex, you know what I'm saying, or to promote, you know what I'm saying, protecting our neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying, and building unity, you know what I'm saying, protecting our neighborhoods from these different government officials that was coming in and doing unlawful things, you know what I'm saying, abusing their authority, you know what I'm saying, that's the type of things we have to get back to, you know what I'm saying, anybody who's up under a concept of color, they need to know the meaning, you know what I'm saying, the histories of where they came from, you know what I'm saying, and know that me and you are not enemies, you know what I'm saying, we're brothers, you know what I'm saying, and we come from the same motherland, we come from the same earth, you know what I'm saying? And the same female, you know what I'm saying? And with that, a peace, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, then, that's proud of God. Queen, do we have any more callers?
No, we don't, not at this moment.
Okay, then. Well, just to build on what you were just saying, God, a nation is only strong as its people, you know what I'm saying? going back to the basics and the concepts of these different organizations and street games, a lot of them mainly derived from the Black Liberation Army and the Black Panther Party. But when we allow the government to infiltrate us using agent provocateurs of our own kind and the COINTELPRO, this is what caused the division. This is how the friction came about. Putting in the drugs, putting in the whispers, taking us away from our main objective, and that was building up our community and empowering our community and protecting our community. And it seemed like we haven't gotten out of that because a lot of guys have been misguided and been misinformed. I was once one of those individuals, you know, coming up, guys telling me that, you know, it's cool to sell dope, cool to be a womanizer, it's cool to rob. But the reason why they were showing me this because they didn't know nothing better. They didn't have nobody showing them better. And I know, God, you too can, you know what I'm saying, agree with that. You know, we was all once misguided at a time. But once you come into that knowledge and once you come into that conscious state of mind, those things should be done away with. You know, you should be retaught, reformed, and retrained, you know, to know how to stand up right, pull your pants up on your waist. You know, we got to get back to the old days when we used to see the old elderly lady coming in the neighborhood with her groceries, and we run out there to help her, you know, with her bags. You know, we just going over to see the old guy who grass may be tall, you know what I'm saying, taking the initiative to go out there and cut the grass, regardless of if he got some money to give us or not. We got to get back to reaching to the community. And if you look at the word community, the basis of the word in the Latin language is communion, which means in common. We all have things in common, you know, despite our differences, differences of beliefs, differences of opinions. We have a commonality of we come from the same ancestral background. We come through the same struggles and trials, shackles and chains, you know. We have the same common enemy, and we got the same common goal, and that's freedom, that's liberation. And we got to get back to that. Queen, do we have any more calls in yet?
No, we don't.
Okay. God, do you want to expound on that?
Yeah, like you were saying about community, you know what I'm saying, which is community, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, basically, you know, when we come into unity, you know, we have to live it each and every day, each and every week. You know what I'm saying? We have to walk it how we talk. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, lead by example. Know thyself. You know what I'm saying? For preparation and for performance. You know, you can't. In order to actually live out those peace, you have to have knowledge of some, which is you have to know the legs. You know what I'm saying? So you won't fall the head to the fit of ignorance. You know what I'm saying? Because it's empty. Fly scared. You know what I'm saying? There's no shape, size, or form. You know what I'm saying? As long as you understand, you know what I'm saying, the examples before us, you know what I'm saying, then you can understand where we're going. You know what I'm saying? I had a problem with a guy last year. He was telling me, oh, well, I don't believe in Black history. They ain't got nothing to do with me. That's their time, you know what I'm saying? But I totally disagree because if our people would have never went through what we went through, we wouldn't even be speaking to the people we speaking to today. We wouldn't be doing what we doing today. We wouldn't even have the preparations to be able to make those sacrifices that we make today, you know what I'm saying? A lot of sacrifices we have to, you know what I'm saying, suck up our pride and make sacrifice. Back then, they had to just do it, you know what I'm saying? So it's a whole other ball game, you know what I'm saying? The enemy has made us comfortable in our positions and our circumstances, and that's another thing we have to get out of, you know what I'm saying? We have to break that cycle of being content, you know what I'm saying, to oppression, you know what I'm saying? And with that, I yield.
Yeah, it's true that it's so true that you said that because during the time when we had the shutdown going on, a lot of individuals were saying, man, I don't understand the purpose of it. What is y'all doing it for? Oh, y'all sound like them Jesse Jackson Negroes. And they failed to realize that through the civil rights movement, through the shutdowns and the protests, and through the humiliation and degradation that our people went through, for us to be able to walk our streets freely, for us to be able to go into these stores and purchase whatever we want, and not have to be in the back, go through the back door, have our things handed out to us in the alley. They don't understand the struggle that we went through to get to where we are now. You know, and it's sad that our people would look at things that we went through back then and don't appreciate or respect the hardships they went through. You know, right now, if it wasn't for Rosa Parks refusing to give us a seat up, couldn't even drive a bus, let alone be able to ride it on the front seat. You know, if it wasn't for those brothers and sisters up there in North Carolina sitting down at Woolworth and these different eateries refusing to leave until they were served, we wouldn't be able to go now to sit down at Applebee's and eat like we want to. But the thing is, we got to get back from trying to spend our money with everybody outside of ourselves. We got to get back to the root of it, and that's community. And if you look at community, you look at communication, it goes hand in hand. It means to share and live together as a collective, as a unit, with commonality and like-mindedness as one unit. And if you look at the word, the root word of community, you'll see unite or unity, which means oneness or an agreement of and one accord. See, we got to get back to that oneness, you know. We got to get back to the foundation of our nature, of our very essence. And that oneness, once you put one into another, you're going to get it. You know, one and one, you're going to get one. Like I said, we got to get back to the foundation of being one, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Queen, do we have any callers in yet?
Yes, we have 4696. No, 2596.
2596. You're live up in the queue.
Peace and blessings to the family. Peace and blessings.
Peace, how you doing?
Hey, man, I'm maintaining another day in the struggle, so, you know, I'm loving it. You know, there ain't no struggle, ain't no growth, and we all about growing and developing.
Amen. Hey. Ain't no doubt about it. That's right in the back.
Hey, man, I just, you know what I'm saying, I just press one, you know, just to call in and, you know, and be in a supportive fashion and function, you know what I'm saying, and let the brothers know, you know what I'm saying, and appreciate our brother for stepping up and, you know, stepping out and, you know, doing what's necessary. You know, we need more brothers, you know, to step up and step out. Because this is an inclusive struggle. This struggle includes all of us. All of us has a voice. All of us have a say-so. All of us got, you know what I'm saying, intellect. All of us got understanding to bring to the table. And, you know, when we bring all our minds together, we more powerful. We unified and we make things happen. And, you know what I'm saying, and I just, you know what I'm saying, I just was chiming in to show my love and support to the brothers, you know, and our peace with that.
I appreciate the gratitude, guys.
Okay.
Now I just wanted to kind of build in on a dialogue a little bit real quick. You know, I'm kind of glad that you had you know, brought up the situation about you know, how our youth, their thought process is currently about our history. And if Kinetic is still on the line, he can also actually, you know, vouch for we were on the Sign of the Times show today prior to this this blog, and the question was proposed, where should we start, you know, when educating? And, you know, was it from the beginning of our history, from the very beginning, or at current date? And by what I'm hearing from you, it sounds like that, you know, we need to be educating, you know, kind of, it seems like we're going to have to start from the beginning, because I think our youth are misinterpreting, you know, the type of work that our ancestors have put in, and they still are, you know, they have this notion that, you know, that was then, you know, and that was them, which is not true. Actually, you know, the conditions just have been, you know, revamped and renamed, but we're still under some of the same conditions. And I think this needs to be brought to the forefront for them to, you know, kind of get an understanding on why they are in the position that they're in. You know, it's sad to hear that, that they will totally dismiss the work, the blood, sweat, and tears that our ancestors and our leaders preceding us have put in. You know, it's actually a form of disrespect, you know, because, I mean, to be honest, could they possibly have handled that type of, you know, that type of torture, you know, because that's basically what it, you know, what it was, you know, that, yeah, that type of oppression. Could they have been able to handle that? They, you know, they have this gangster thought, you know, but yet I have yet to see a real gangster other than our ancestors and our leaders, you know, that we had, you know. So, you know, my question is, you know, with this being said, what type of solutions can you all come up with, or what type of solutions do you have in order to address them when they speak in this manner? You know, it's like, you know, that it's coming from total ignorance, and, you know, ignorance on both sides, if you ask me, ignorant because they're not trying to be receptive, and ignorance because it sounds like they don't know no better. How can we go about correcting this problem? And, you know, and it definitely, the question doesn't even need to be how soon. It needs to be right now, not yesterday. But how can we go about correcting this problem and getting these, our youth to understand what's going on? Because if they don't understand their past, how can they conduct the future? And they are our future, and I yield with that.
I totally agree, Queen. And that's much peace and power, you know what I'm saying? And to build on that right there, you know, it has a lot to do with our struggle, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people speak on discrimination nowadays, but they don't even know what discrimination means, you know what I'm saying? Because of the variation. And I was speaking about, you know, with the girl today, about the Montana swamp, you know what I'm saying, back in 1600, you know, in South Carolina. They 100 miles one way, 60 miles the other, but back then you had Seminole Indians, you had regular Native Americans, and then you had whites or Europeans, you know what I'm saying, that were living together, and they would go against, you know what I'm saying, the British Army, and they never lost the war in that swamp. It was one of the most dangerous, most biggest swamps, you know what I'm saying? But what I'm speaking about is this community, you know what I'm saying? That has another example to do with the struggle we just went through. It wasn't just no black power struggle, and see, that's why you had some Aryan brothers, you know what I'm saying, come from a whole other camp and work, you know what I'm saying, this industry of which we were trying to shut down because they missed the concept. They thinking it's another black power struggle, but it's for poor whites and poor blacks. It's for the people in the same condition we in. And one of the solutions I have for that is on dealing with economic growth, you know what I'm saying, which is part of my format. And it's spending more money with black-owned businesses, you know what I'm saying, more black-owned businesses collaborating together, building like-minded economies, you know what I'm saying. Example, you know, like, you know, something like some children or some kids, you know, they can go to Sam's Club or buy a variety of packs of chips, drinks, candy, distributing a personal sanction price, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it, sell some lemonade, you know what I'm saying? Something, you know what I'm saying, to distribute, you know what I'm saying, but a positive aspect, you know what I'm saying, to have a positive result, you know what I'm saying, where they go back to. And more career preparations and, you know, independent business owning, you know what I'm saying, get diploma, GED. Set goals for afterwards, that diploma, GED, get, makes you eligible for. Don't just want a great job, create great jobs. Invent something, utilize a personal skill to start to advertise and franchise and propaganda. Get degree, get trade. If you don't have an idea of a goal, get with someone who does so that you can start to make the self process. You know what I'm saying? These are some of the solutions. You know what I'm saying? And with that, I yield.
Quinn, I'm glad you posed that question. That's exceptional question, actually. And I think the basis, what we got to get back to, first of all, is, like I said, these are learned behavior. You know, the household that these kids are being raised up in, they don't have anyone that's taking the time out to tell them about their history, about their ancestry, you know, about their background, where they come from, and how they get to where they are now. They don't have anyone that's taking the time out to take them to the Civil Rights Museum. You don't have anyone taking the time out to order encyclopedias, you know, and showing them the history of what we went through. You don't have anyone stepping outside of just not only learning about George Washington Carver and Thurgood Marshall, you know, and Malcolm X. You got to have some brothers that are stepping out and telling them about the brothers and sisters before then that took up a struggle before we even got on the ship to get over here. You know, the Shaka Zulus and the warriors that took place, they tried to fall off these British savages. You know, we got to go back to that. Like I said, this is a learned behavior, which must start from the womb. You know, when a woman is conceiving a child, even though that this child may not be out in this world to really fully comprehend or understand what's going on around him, that child is being developed inside of that womb through the thought process. And this is how that child is being developed. This is how that child is being fed. It starts with the way that the mother first feels about the man. If she got a no good man, 9 times out of 10, she's going to be a no good woman. Why? Because she's going to be a reflection of him, which is going to trickle down into that child. So it starts with the way that we first men, you know, treat and respect and cherish and adore our women. For our women to likewise respect, cherish, and nurture and adore us. For it to trickle down into those kids, that baby that's being developed in her, to come out in the world and know who he is and what he's capable of. We got to get back to letting these kids know what their purpose is, because a lot of kids are walking around blind. They don't know who they are, where they're going, what tomorrow may hold for them. And that's what we got to get back to. We got to get to the root of first starting with the household. We can't let these schools and the education system continue to educate our kids, because they've been doing it improperly. They've been doing it all inaccurately, you know, telling us that Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves. Why? What was his true intentions behind it, you know? And after he did go through all that process, we still wasn't free. Why not? You know, leading up to where we are now, our current situation, and how we get here. Because it hasn't always been this sweet, as some may say. You know, with that idea, Queen, do we have any callers that may want to come in and add their input?
Yes, we have 1198.
1198, peace, you're live with us in the queue.
Peace and blessings.
Peace to the God, how you doing?
Man, peace to the gods and the earths. It's plenty much love from the growth and development nation, man. Know this is fam, King Dati Khalid. Listen, man, I'm sitting here listening to you guys build, and you know, first and foremost, I want to commend you, you know, for stepping up, as the God Kinetic said, you know, and to the leadership position and pushing the youth summit. When I speak about, you know, the youth, you know, I speak so according to science, showing and proving, and that the brain does not reach its full maturity until an individual is 40 years old. I'm not talking about the mind, I'm talking about the brain. We know the mind is beyond boundaries without measures. But when we're speaking about the brain, it's not fully mature until it's 40. So if you are not 40 years old, then you're in the category of, you know, this conversation to call the youth, you know, the youth summit. And it's like the God Kinetic illustrated earlier, you know, on sign of the times. You know, when you're dealing with the youth today, you have to deal with them according to the here and now. You know, he said he used the illustration of a baby. And when you're dealing with the baby, you know, you have to give it, you know, that which is, it's not mature, you know what I'm saying? It can't be too strong. It can't be too far out there, or it will not comprehend it. You know, you have to, you know, let it talk about its mother and its father. You know, talk about that which is nearest to it, and then take them back, you know, because their minds are not mature enough to handle that which is so great. It's self-relevant, but not to the mind, you know, of the maturity level of the youth that we're dealing with, because of their mental maturity, because they're still the youth. And their minds have not evolved to that level to be able to eat something like that up yet, that type of meat, you know, would be so great. We have to give them something that's nearest to them, first and foremost, talking about their condition today and who they are and what they are affiliated with today. Because if you're not talking to them about the Bloods or the Crips or the G's, Disciples, things of that nature, you know, they're not really listening to you unless you're talking about, you know, who they think they are today. you know, their mindset and what they're going through now. Here at St. Clair, I'm listening to them. I've been listening to them for the past 4 days, nothing but listening, you know, looking, listening, and learning. Observation, analyzation. I'm talking just sitting in their midst and just listening. And then give them a response in the end after, you know, everything has been analyzed and broken down, studied, and put back together, and then, you know, bringing it home full circle. But these young brothers, listen, they have so much energy. They got so much ambition. They got so much desire to succeed, and they violent with it, you know, because they haven't had that leadership to show them, you know, to really teach them how to utilize their mind, you know, their most powerful weapon. You know, they haven't been guided properly, but you know, they so dangerous and deadly with, but you can't even knock that spirit though, that wanting to be successful. It's just in negative ways with our youth, but they intelligent, they understand what's going on in the struggle. As I said, they just don't know how to put it together and which way it should go. But I'm talking about, I've never been around so many young brothers with so much energy and passion to succeed. And when you talk, it's all about succeeding. I'm talking about great creativity and ingenuity that when I come upon the compound, these brothers, I'm talking about this thing, they done turned St. Clair into what they call St. Clair City. Now, I'm looking at the aspect of it while I'm in the barbershop getting a haircut. I'm watching the youth. And they didn't even have to tell me what it appeared to be. I had already told myself, man, they got this thing looking like a city. They didn't turn the plantation into the city. But I'm looking at their creativity and ingenuity, but this is not the place for it. And due to the lack of leadership, they don't really know, so they're just doing what they know. So when I'm looking at the situation and I'm analyzing it, and I encountered one of the elder brothers. They said, yeah, they call it St. Clair City. I said, okay, I see why. But then when the leadership stepped forward and got control of their youth over the past 4 days, since Saturday, there's not been a trail of blood running up to that infirmary, because brothers have finally started to step up as leaders and get a hold to their youth and teach these brothers about who they are. That's a part of the educational curriculum, letting these brothers know who they are. You know what I'm saying? Instead of lining these brothers up to settle our beefs, trying to, you know, live our lives through these young brothers at their sacrifice, putting them on the war field to kill each other when they're actually brothers. Don't even know each other. They don't know nothing. They ain't done nothing to each other for real. So I'm just, you know, when I'm thinking about the youth summit, and you know, brothers like yourselves, I applaud you, brothers, because you're the ones who the generation is being trained at. A group of you gonna have to be the leaders and the examples for the next generation to come, so that they can have more leaders and examples than you all have. And then we keep feeding the chain like that. Because there's not been many leaders. And when you sit around and listen to them, their eyes light up, but they're talking about stuff so dangerous. 15 years old, everybody I talked to came down when they was 15. These young brothers been in prison like 6 or 7 years. But the way they talking, I'm thinking they in their late 20s, early 30s. Now, these dudes like 21, 22, talking about the guns and the things, these high-powered military weapons. And when he talking about it, their eyes lighten up. And they talking about the, you know, the thing that they did with them. And they talking like, you know, this is what's up. This is what to do, OG. It's going down like that. Like, we were doing this. And I, for my first time in my life, I saw my own, you know, this type of weapon. And, you know, we pulled this and that. And, you know, I'm like, for real. This is what's going on with the youth. Like, I'm saying, what are other older dudes at in the hood? So they come into prison when they're 15. That means that somewhere between 10 and 15, I guess they pulling these type of moves, grown man, animalistic moves, with no fear, and they eager, and like God's Hassan said, they.
His call dropped.
Well, God, we appreciate that insight, man, and that energy, man. You had me in a trance. just stuck on your word, bro, you know, just listening to you, you know, because I know the passion that you have, and I know where you're coming from, because I've been in that mist. Matter of fact, I'm in that jungle right now. And, you know, I was just listening to you speaking about how these young guys are so fascinated by this weaponry. And I and the young brother, Bobby Hutton, came to mind, one of the young brothers who was a part of the Black Panther Party, and he was 15, 16 years old, but he had knowledge of self. Mm-hmm. And when I say self, he had knowledge of knowing who he was, knowing the educational and economical aspect of the empowerment, knowing the law, the right to bear arms, the right to freedom of speech, you know, and going back to the political aspect of knowing that things was going to have to be taken into our own hands instead of looking upon the government to do things for us. And not only that, knowing his history, where he came from in the struggle, and knowing that he came from greatness. And this is what we got to get our kids, our youth, to see that you're great. We got to start telling them. We got to start asserting ourselves into their lives and letting them know that, hey, brother, you're great. God, you can do better than what you have been taught. You can do better than what you have been shown. And God, I'm quite sure you can build all that as well by you being, you know, a young brother that's among these guys and knowing what they're going through.
Yes, I totally agree with you saying, you know, because I have a lot of older guys and a lot of older people, you know what I'm saying? A lot of females. And they say, man, I ain't met too many youngsters like you, you know what I'm saying? That's why I try to promote, you know what I'm saying, more young brothers, you know what I'm saying, to pick up a book, you know what I'm saying, instead of the glamoration of gangsterism, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? I look at certain guys and they go off of, like you said, the music nowadays. And they don't even know that a lot of the guys that they worshiping, or you know what I'm saying, this rap game, they don't even know.
A lot of guys like this case, they don't know he's top. They think he's speaking about a gangster. They think he's somebody saying it.
Pardon me, God, I can't hear you, God. You got to speak into your mic.
I said, yeah, they don't know he be talking about their mission, the ability to direct, automate it within oneself. You know what I'm saying? The mind, body, and soul. You know what I'm saying? He's speaking from his the right hemisphere way of thinking. You know what I'm saying? From his spiritual side, not the left hemisphere of the brain. You know what I'm saying? The side of memorization tape. You know what I'm saying? Putting things into comparison. The western side of way of thinking. You know what I'm saying? He's thinking from our spiritual being, spiritual side. You know what I'm saying? That lives outside of the spirit. You know, that lives in harmony. You know what I'm saying? A lot of guys got to get back in tune with that and stop just thinking with the flesh. You know what I'm saying, with the beta, because once we're gone from this life setting, you know what I'm saying, and we go into the next life setting, you know what I'm saying, we won't have the same flesh, but we will have the same omniscience, same mind to think, you know what I'm saying, to go outside of our bodies, you know what I'm saying, to be telekinetic, to be telepathic, you know what I'm saying, megalomaniacal builders, you know what I'm saying, and so, you know what I'm saying, with that idea, you know.
Peace, King. We got two callers that we need to go ahead and bring in, so let's go ahead and bring those callers in real quick.
Okay, let's bring them in, King. Queen.
Okay.
We have 7156.
7156.
156, you're live in the queue. 7156, you're not live with us in the queue.
Peace, God. It's 13.
Power, God. Yeah.
Paul, man, I'm just sitting back getting my soul fed. You hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, man, y'all get Dr. back on too, man. I'm sitting back, everybody feed my soul, so I'm sitting back just taking it all in, you hear me? I feel like I just smoked a fat blunt of knowledge, you hear me?
right.
On high as a kite, you hear me?
Yeah,
hey, man.
I think about them days you taught us that business management, man. That's why healing, man. You give up, man. I won't forget, man.
true. You manifested. You the true God. I just want to express my support, and I'm going to sit back and get high, man. And I appreciate that.
I appreciate it, girl. You know, we just try to move along with the movement, like Brother L was saying, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of the beats we have is from, you know what I'm saying, a lot of our older brothers, but we don't spot a lot of our older brothers that gave us the game when we come to prison and put the books in our hand, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these guys, they might have had certain kind of cases, and people might have categorized them, you know what I'm saying, or tried to make them statistical for certain things, but they never looked at their background, they never looked at their past or what they did for the community, people like you, you know what I'm saying, other people, you know what I'm saying, I can speak of, you know, I can name or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Brothers like my brother and son, like Queen Dog, you know what I'm saying? Like the mothers and family, what they doing for the struggle. You know what I'm saying? And that means a lot to me. And I just want to show my recognition, you know what I'm saying? It's just the least I can do. You know what I'm saying? Give back what I've been given. You know what I'm saying? You know, the Kepler Rock. You know what I'm saying? Like they say, the Kepler Rock, give back to the earth what you take from it. You know what I'm saying? With that, I see.
That's power, God. Queen, do we have any more calls?
Yes, we have 8657.
8657, you're not allowed up in the queue. 8657, you're allowed with us in the queue. 8657, you're in the queue with us.
That's me.
Hello?
Peace, how you doing?
Hello?
Peace, Queen, how you doing?
Yes, this is Krista Daniels, and we're with Prisoner Lives Matter. And this is my first time doing this, so I wanted to know, is there...
Having bad reception. We can't barely hear you.
Of love, then, I don't understand.
Queen, pardon me, if you don't mind, could you run back what you were saying? They have a bad reception. We couldn't really make out what you were saying. Queen.
Problem, bad service area.
Yeah, she had
bad reception. Her call just dropped.
I showed no idea what you were saying. I covered
it live. Better.
Well, if you that last caller just called in, if you still with us, if you would, call back in so we can take your question, because your question is important to us. So, but I want to expound on something. You're right, God. We got to go back from being so reactionary, so quick to fight, so quick to pull the trigger, and get back to sitting down and getting an understanding. And knowing that it's all right to have differences of opinion. It's all right to have differences of beliefs. It's all right to agree to disagree. But it's better to have understanding than always be understood. And I had to learn that. I always wanted somebody to understand where I was coming from. Feel like I was being misunderstood instead of taking the time out to understand the next person's feelings and where they was coming from. And then coming together with a mutual understanding and mutual respect, knowing that we may not be able to agree and see eye to eye on everything, but knowing that your opinion is just as important as mine is. And this is what we got to get to. We got to get brothers to see that it's cool with you being blood and I'm GD. That doesn't mean that you're not my brother. We're in the same struggle together. We may have different walks of getting there, but we still walking together, stride for stride. And this is what we got to get brothers to see. It's cool. It's all right to not see eye to eye all the time, because the way that we perceive things is not going to always be the same as the next man. But once you know that you all are fighting and striving for the exact same cause, then your battle has been won. That's when you tighten your links up, and that's when you get them other brothers and y'all link up together and y'all walk stride for stride together, because guess what? Y'all know that y'all have one common goal together. And that's freedom. That's empowerment. And we got to get back to that love. We got to get back to using these words in a true context instead of using them out of their context. Because when you find a brother's going to be closer to you that your children thing is. Because he's going to want the best for you. He's going to want for you what he wants for himself. And that's when you know you are a brother that's willing to get down there with you, willing to go back to you, willing to strive for you, strive, despite the adversities and difficulties that y'all may go through. And then I yield, guys. You got anything to add in?
Oh, no, brother. Anybody else live with you?
Yes,
do we have any more calls,
please? Yes, a sister came back in, so can we go ahead and bring her back in?
Let's bring her back in. Peace, Queen. You're live with us in the queue. 8657, Queen. You're live with us in the queue. Peace, Queen. 8657.
Yes, sir. This is Krista Daniels. I had dropped off of line. I'm sorry. And I am with Prison Lives Matter. And I had a question about the youth. You was telling us about how we should show the youth love and how we should get back to need to do with these youth. But this is what's going on with these women in here in Mississippi. They are not encouraged. The prison system is not encouraging us, and it's just like a downgrade amongst the women in general. And we try to build them up, but how do we keep them built up? How do we keep them going when there's such a depression in prison? It's not much for them to do. It's not, you know, we have few education. And the little education that they do have, they're not even trying to get that. So with us being here and we're trying to show them love and encourage them, at the same time, they still drop off into the depression. So what can we do to keep them from being depressed and bring them out? Other than we show them love, but the drugs in here is just overpowering. It's more drugs in here than it is, you know, anywhere. But we need to encourage the women with love, but we can't keep up the encouragement long as they got this depression that's coming in. So that is the question.
And I appreciate your question, Queen. That's an excellent question. And if I may interject, my suggestion
my question is a difficult question.
We got to get, pardon me. Well, my suggestion is that we got to get these women to see that you got to get them to see their value, that the things that they've been taught, the way that men have been treating them and respecting them has been all wrong. We got to get them women to start building up their self-esteem and start believing in themselves.
Wow.
We got to get these women to start understanding that, hey, you're a queen. You're Earth. You're the civilization of life. We come from you all. So you all are just as strong as your man is. And we got to get our women to start teaching in our household, our kids, our men, our boys, our young ladies, how to conduct and carry themselves and not be talking back to them because they think it's cool. We got to get these women to start being women, start being kids, or running around the streets all the time and want to keep up with the Joneses and what the next woman got going on and what this other lady doing over here in the clubs all the time, thinking that it's cute. Because it's not cute when you got your child sitting at home 4 or 5 years old, but yet still you're trying to chase up behind a nigga that's out there in the street that don't mean you no good. But your child is at home crying out for attention. See, that's what we got to do. We got to start building these women back up because they've been towed down for so long. You know? That's how we got to get around that depression issue. We got to start asserting ourselves and let them know that they're great. Start letting them know that you're worth more than what others think and say that you are. And it comes from a man. You know, a man got to start doing it as well. We got to let our women know that you're beautiful. Regardless of how Beyonce and Nicki Minaj and all them look, everybody ain't going to look like them. And everybody may not think all of them are beautiful, but you was created uniquely, so guess what? That makes you beautiful. And be happy with you. Who you are and what you are and what you have, and make do with what you have instead of trying to keep up what everybody else got going on. With that, I yield, God, if you want to add anything else on that.
Well, no, that was
That pretty much was everything I was going to say. You know, like you said, it really got something to do with the men nowadays. You know, we got to get back to the point where we got to stop looking at our females like trophies, you know what I'm saying, and start treating them like the queens that they are. You know what I'm saying? We got to get back to teaching them that they the wisdom, the moon, you know what I'm saying, the mother of the child, you know what I'm saying, the first teacher of the child, you know what I'm saying. Our manifestation of thought that released the dawn from the confinement of darkness, you know what I'm saying. It shines that light onto our stars, you know what I'm saying, which is our black child. And we got to start, you know what I'm saying, worshiping them more than when they worship us, you know what I'm saying. You know, we the man, you know, we're supposed to take control and, you know, go handle our business and all that right there. But a lot of times, female plays a big part because they are our substance of life, you know what I'm saying, like water. You know, water, 75% of the importance of this earth, you know what I'm saying. So that's the main problem, you know what I'm saying. A lot of guys, they treating their women like, you know what I'm saying, sex objects. And they ain't treating them like moms and wives that they supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of females got used to this concept, and they feel like it's okay to jump from nigga to nigga. You know what I'm saying? Go to club to club. You know what I'm saying? Holler at a dude. He got nice rims, and he got some money. He got a chain. A lot of times, them guys don't have nothing. You know what I'm saying? They just trying to get at this female right because they know that's what they like. You know what I'm saying? And that ain't a man right there. A man is somebody who's going to go handle his business. He ain't going to be in no club. He's going to have himself a job, you know what I'm saying? He's going to take care of his family, you know what I'm saying? He's going to focus on the bigger things in life, you know what I'm saying? That's what we got to get back to, like you were saying, you know what I'm saying? I yield it.
If I want to, I want to interject on something, too. And women, we got to stop finding validation from other people, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it starts with self first. Everything starts with self first, you know? In order for you to start loving yourself, you got to attract the kind of love that you want. If you love yourself unconditionally, wholeheartedly, then when that love comes to you, you'll know what it looks like. You'll be able to recognize it. And you'll know whether this is false love or this is real love, like Mary J. Blige said. You got to get back to that. You know, instead of, and also go back to the mothers. You know what I'm saying? The mothers of these women, you know, showing them. Because we don't have the mothers that the grandmas and the nana that came up, you know, big mama and them. We don't have those mothers that got those women in the kitchen cooking, you know what I'm saying, showing them how to provide and take care of their household and provide and be there for their man. You know, we got kids being, we got parents, we got kids having kids. Little girls having little girls. You see what I'm saying? And we got to get away from that. We got to let a woman know that her property, her jewels, her body is precious. And she got to make that man respect her as so. And that's the problem. A lot of women have lost respect for themselves and in touch lost respect for that man. And that's why the boys don't respect the women no more. Tupac said it best. We're going to have a race of babies that hate the ladies. Look at it. Look at the world now. It's full of sex, full of gayism, lesbianism. Why? Because this is normal now. It used to be a taboo. Now it's cool. But we got to get back to the root of things, that oneness, that togetherness. And until then, we're going to be a lost cause. But there is a solution. There is a solution. Queen, do we have any other callers?
Yes, we have 7156.
7156, you're loud in the queue.
7156,
you're loud in the queue.
P, 7156,
you're loud up in the queue.
Oh, P, God, that me, I fell off for a minute. It's 13. I like the number. I ain't know my number. I just want to say I'm enjoying everything, and this is right in the back right here, and y'all fueling my soul. I want to reiterate that again, and I'm enjoying everything. I'm just sitting back listening. I had fell out, so I had came back on. I'm enjoying everything. I'm sitting back.
Well, appreciate your call, brother. You know, we appreciate you staying in tune, you know, giving us your support. You know, it's always encouraging to hear from you, man. So, you know, the love is always reciprocated back. Likewise.
Y'all the motivation.
Way, you motivate us too as well, you know. We want to keep this chain going. We want to keep this struggle, you know what I'm saying, so beautifully, you know, and you know, give each other hope, you know what I'm saying, knowing that tomorrow is a brighter day, you know. It don't always stay the same. Queen, do we have any more callers?
Yes, we have 2954.
2954, you're not allowed to listen to.
Peace, God. I didn't want to intervene on the female when she came in, when all folks came in and said about the kids. You know, you got to show the kids with respect. You got to show them attention. You got to get them all the attention in the world that they ask for, they want to receive.
Yeah,
you just can't be the mama just put the man before. You got to put the child before you put the man. And that's what they got to realize and understand. When they realize and understand the child come before the man, and that when the kids will obey their mama, and they'll do the right thing. And then you got to be there to teach them. You got to sit down and read the book to them. You got to show them all the love you have for them. It don't matter if you get an argument with your man. You don't supposed to argue around a child, because the child going to pick up what the mom and the parent doing. If you smoke behind the child going to pick up the smoking habit. Whatever you do around that child going to pick up and learn. And he's going to grow up into it and do what the same thing the parents doing. If he sees you shooting dice playing call, he want to do the same thing. He grow up. If he sees daddy with a gun, he's going to grab a gun. We get old enough. And when y'all keep them things around the kids and teach them and have a book in front of them, and then they'll grow up and be. And I just want to thank my queens and kings for holding this show tonight. Keep it up. Peace, God. I'll peace with that.
We appreciate you, God. That's true, man.
I
want to add on with what you're saying. That's true, man. Child, you know, the child is to understand, you know what I'm saying, with his knowledge at his highest degree. And, you know, we have to mold our child and what we want ourselves to be, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, have to lead by example. You know what I'm saying? We have to each one teach one. We have to live in accordance to the way we want them to live, because we want them to be better than ourselves. And you know what I'm saying? It's coming to a time now where we going to be at that time where we're teaching the youth, and we want the youth to, you know what I'm saying, come behind it, because, you know, we the youth right now. But we know it's another generation that's steadily moving up and elevating up under us, and we have to alleviate in this system, you know what I'm saying, this systematic order, you know what I'm saying, to get them on tune and be on their pivot, on their standards and squares, and be in tune with their principalities and moralities, you know what I'm saying, and be ready, you know what I'm saying, for depression that's about to take place. You know what I'm saying? They don't know that they were born. When they hear in the Bible, they were born in the sin. They don't understand that they were born to be oppressed. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're trying to show them now. You know what I'm saying? That you can live above that. You know what I'm saying? When you prepare ahead of time, it ain't nothing wrong with going to school, because you got to have your goals for when you go to school and when you get out. You know what I'm saying? Understand that you don't want to just work for nobody. You know what I'm saying? You want to have people working for you. You want to create businesses. You want to create other business owners. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can team y'all business together and collaborate. You know what I'm saying? And I totally agree with what you were saying, God. You know what I'm saying? With that, I see. You know what I'm saying? That's powerful, God. Peace, Queen.
Peace. I just want to go ahead and kind of interject so that we can go ahead and close out this evening. Basically, when it comes down to the situation that we're dealing with here, we also we definitely have to recognize that we have to be held accountable as adults that are overseeing our youth. There's so much to be had out here, and there's no excuse not to have it. You know, it came a time when we were younger, I know, that we weren't giving options on what direction we needed to choose. And we might just have to take the wheel again. You know, I think what's going on with our youth is there's so many options, but the options are not positive options, and they're not leading them in the direction that they need to be going. So, you know, we're going to have to redirect our youth, and we have to basically do it under a somewhat of a zero tolerance type of attitude, because, you know, from what I've heard, a lot of the youth have intimidated some of the older people, and it behooves me to, you know, to even know that these older people that are supposed to be their leaders representing themselves in a fashion where this youth, the youth can follow them, are now fearing the youth. Those who are calling themselves leaders, if you are not leading our children in a direction that is going to manifest into something positive and bring them into leadership or build their skills into leadership, you're not in the position that you're claiming that you're in. You know, you just have a title. It's more than just having a title when it comes to being a leader. You have to put action behind it. And that is what's lacking, is the action. And we have got to get back to that. That is the resolution, is getting back to putting things in action. Our children are going to suffer just as worse as we did, you know, if we don't put our foot down. You know, we're going to have to, you know, be the big mamas and the, you know, and the paws and all that, you know, back in the day where we got snatched up by the ear and were led into a direction that was going to be positive, you know, in the near future. You know, a lot of these kids think they are so gangster that they can't be told anything, but yet they'll be the same ones that are crying when things, you know, hit them hard. You know, it is our responsibility to bring our youth back and get them to understand what they're up against. And we're going to have to, in a sense, put down in a way that it's, you know, of an ass-whooping type thing, but we cannot whoop their ass without explanation. So, you know, the more and more we build on this, the more and more we get things out on the forefront, we can come to bigger and better solutions. But one of the biggest solutions is that we as adults have to change how we conduct ourselves in front of them, which you have said before, and that's going to stand true from here on out. If we do not set examples and positive examples and show leadership skills and you know, and live up to leaders, eventually the youth is going to hold us accountable. And I personally will not be questioned by youth about my accountability. I'm going to show and prove them before I'm questioned. So, you know, tonight's show was a very good build. And I think we need to continue to build on this, because this is affecting our future. And with that being said, we need more youth to step up and come to the forefront. I know there are youth out there who have that fire in them. You know, allow those who have shown examples to guide you. You know, this is not really me asking a request. This is kind of a demand. You know, I'm pulling you by the ear, you know, because what you don't understand is what you don't seek out, you know, in effort to educate yourself will soon destroy you. And we have to present this to this youth for them to understand that if they don't start to seek out too, they will be destroyed quickly than what they already are. Our system is being filled rapidly by our youth, and they're coming in younger and younger. We have got to educate our youth. We have got to get this business out here, because there's no way that 15-year-olds should be sitting amongst grown men inside prison walls. Those two should never mix and mingle. But, you know, until we can, you know, until we can get this in order, we're going to have to keep pushing. And so we're going to have to continue to build on shows like this and get these, you know, get this message out here. We're going to have to start pulling up on these youth, and we're going to have to hold them accountable too for their actions. You know, they are youth, you know, and some of them don't know where they're going, but there are some of them who do, and we need to make them recognize, you know, their own inner skills, their own inner self. You know, all they need is someone who can pull that out of them, and it's our responsibility to do that. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I wanted to go ahead and, you know, close out the show tonight, because Queen Kamara, we don't have any more callers, do we?
Yes, we do. We have 9174.
We Okay, well, let's go ahead and bring in that caller, 9174, and we will come back on this because we can't give up on our youth. Caller 9174, welcome to the People's Platform.
Assalamu alaikum. I just wanted to say that motivation and self-worth is key factors in dealing with the youth. I didn't know my abilities or my worth until I learned my history and the Quran and motivation. See, like I was saying, when these youngsters do these different things that right now we're frowning upon, it's people who are applauding them for that. So we have to motivate them to do the right thing and applaud them for that. And I've seen it. I've seen when I've encouraged brothers to go to take their GED and they get their GED and they're so proud of it because they never thought that they could have had accomplished it. And it makes them strive for the next goal now. So that's something to be aware of when dealing with them. Also, I wanted to let you know, you heard a brother talking about the black businesses and supporting them. There is a locator app called Where Are You? WHEREU, and it will tell you every black business in the vicinity of your area or wherever you at, your phone is at, so that you can spend at those locations. And nextly, I got a text that administration met with the kitchen workers at Donaldson today, and they are offering them $1.70 an hour. So anybody at any other facility that work in the kitchen or know the kitchen workers, get them to head up that they need to be demanding that from the administration at their camp as well. And that's all I had. I'm going to yield with that.
Peace. We appreciate that, brother.
Peace. Mm-hmm. We definitely appreciate that. And I want to just say one more thing regarding what the last caller just said. It will take motivation to get our children on the right levels. It's going to take good encouragement, you know, and building their confidence. Because they have it in them. It's up to us to pull it out. We understand that they have dealt with so much hardship because mothers aren't right, fathers aren't right, but there's still a level that we still have to persevere towards regardless and despite our shortcomings. Our ancestors battled through worse conditions than we did, and they still pressed on. And so there is no excuse for us not to, because we do have, you know, things that are available to us versus what they had that will allow that to happen. And so at this point, you know, we have no excuse. You know, accountability has to be held on both sides. Accountability has to be held with the adults and with the youth as well. Because if we do not hold them accountable for their actions, they will find it to be acceptable and continue that path. And that's not what we want. We need to redirect them. We're here for you. And those who are seeking to self-motivate, you know, please keep continuing to do that, because it's important that you also learn how to motivate yourself, because it's going to come a time that, you know, there might not be that big mama or that mother or someone around. It's in you to do that, because we come from ancestors that gave us that, and we need to continue to build on that. We stand on the shoulders of our ancestors to rise above that, and so we need to utilize what has been given to us in the past and currently to build towards the future. I'd like to, thank everyone for coming out tonight to listen to the show, because you could have been somewhere else, but evidently you were here because it was more important for you to be here to build with our youth and on our youth. I am Queen Dara from Mothers and Families, and I would like to thank our sponsors, the IWW. I would like to thank those in the host queue for coming out tonight to build on the Youth Summit, in addition to saying peace and blessings to the Universal Peace and Unity Movement, the Free Alabama Movement, Queen Kamaria and Mother Ray from Mothers and Families. And with that, I bid everyone peace and blessings.
Wow.
Good evening. Power.
Power, God. Power, Queens.
Power.